Thanks for joining us for another podcast of Scripture Readings. Today, in the first part of this podcast, the Scripture Readings will come from the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 17 through 25, and Isaiah, chapter 12, in its entirety, followed by a reading from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 2a. Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people, and sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed, and they will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will the days of my people, my chosen ones, will long enjoy the works of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 12, Songs of Praise. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. And now from Malachi, chapter 4, verse 1 through 2a. The day of the Lord. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. At the break, we will listen to a song entitled I've Got Joy by Cece Winans.
I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. He broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all of
second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 16 through 13, and from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. Warning against idleness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked day and night, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because of we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: if a man will not work, he shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy. They are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the bread they eat. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right. And now from Luke's Gospel. Signs of the end of the age. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they said, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be a great earthquake, famines and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me, but not a hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will save yourselves. The Word of the Lord. All readings in this podcast were from the New International Version, the NIV. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their everyday living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalm 98, Shout Joyfully to the Lord by Esther Muey. are so many people who are physically challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word .eprn.us, and I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Scorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity. Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.